Very good morning to you. Welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. One of the advantages of a vacation, in addition to just R&R, is the chance to see and hear new birds, or at least birds that we only experience in migration. Thus, in New England earlier this month, I was treated to the sight of a male rose-breasted grosbeak and the staccato twittering of the junco. Yes, I know, juncos are easily seen here in the winter, but they don't sing amidst the winter snow. But the real treat of the recent vacation was a warbling vireo. This little bird breeds across most of the U.S. except in the southeast corner of the country, so we don't see them. Of course, they're not very impressive to the eye in any case. A small, plain bird with dull gray upper parts and whitish underparts. That's about it. And since the bird usually stays high in the trees, the warbling vireo is often difficult to locate and identify until it sings. The loud warbling song is very distinctive. Seeing and hearing this little bird brought a couple of things to mind. First, just because a bird has a melodious song does not mean it sports colorful feathers. Or perhaps vice versa, a beautiful bird need not necessarily sing beautifully. Perhaps we inherit that incorrect correlation from children's books, but it simply doesn't hold up in the natural world. Think of the macaws, or better, the quetzal, of Central and South America. They make noises, but not music. And then consider the classic feathered songster of story and song, the nightingale. Drab, brownish, and nondescript. The warbling vireo is appropriately named, since it is its song that distinguishes it from the other birds of the genus Vireo. Most of them sing in short, broken phrases, not especially musical. Even the nonstop question-and-answer song of the common red-eyed vireo can be considered only marginally musical. So how is it that the warbling vireo has evolved its distinctive, more melodious song, so different from all of its close relatives? I can't answer that, but I'm glad for it. Otherwise, I could never have identified that drab little bird high in the tree on the other side of the river.